What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, this is how this is going to work. By now, everyone knows the news of Rich Tandler's tragic passing. It's been a very, very hard week for a lot of people, starting with Tandler's family and his wife and his brothers and sisters and his children. It's been a hard week for me. It's been a hard week for the NBC Sports Washington crew. It's been a hard week for a lot of the folks out at the media room. It's been hard for the players, coaches. I mean, Tandler touched a lot of lives and made a big impact, and that's what matters when you leave this place. That's what matters. So here's what we're going to do. Tandler was a fun dude. Tandler was funny. Tandler was always laughing. So you get two podcasts. The first one, or this one anyway, is going to be the best of Rich Tandler. I want to sincerely thank Tim Shovers, who put in a lot of tireless work. Pete Haley also helped to kind of gather some of our most fun segments. And this is not going to be really about football. This is going to be about Tandler's got jokes and funny lines, and just enjoy this one. We're also doing a straight tribute podcast where we talk to a lot of people about what Tandler meant to us all. And that one, you should listen to that one as well. Enjoy them both. They're going to probably elicit different emotions, and that's okay. Know that everybody that has texted me, tweeted me, DM'd me, all these things, I've been seeing them, and I appreciate you, and I love the outpouring. Tandler deserves it. If I haven't responded, it's not because I don't care. It's just, it's been a lot, man. It's been a lot. All right, let's roll the best of. I want to thank the great folks, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Biagi reached out to me earlier this week and said, dude, don't worry about any of the sponsorship. You just take care of yourself, and not every kind of sponsor would you have that kind of arrangement with. And that means a lot that they're good people on top of everything else. All right, here comes best of. We all love Tandler. You guys are going to enjoy this. Would you bet one lazy boy that Josh Norman plays?
Maybe like one of my dining room chairs. You ready for Tandler's Got
He's
Jokes?
He's got notes.
No, yes. No rolled up. No.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah, there we go.
Pete. Yeah? Pete, you have to post the video of Tandler reading his jokes off of a cheat sheet.
Can a kangaroo jump higher than the Empire State Building?
I don't know.
Of course it can. The Empire State Building can't jump.
Oh, jeez.
Makes you think.
Exactly.
Already okay. Better than 20 questions.
Okay.
This is peak off season right
here. Do you have
here.
Any Troy Vincent what, jokes in there?
What is the best thing about Switzerland?
It's neutral.
I don't know, but the flag's a big plus.
Oh, I love it. That's cool.
That's actually a good joke.
That is the winner so far. Third one.
I got a new thesaurus. It's terrible. It's also terrible.
All right.
Let's stick to the Switzerland joke.
I like Switzerland's leader in the clubhouse.
Okay. All right, got two more. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
Honey?
There you go. Same middle name.
You should definitely get something for getting the punchline.
Very good. Okay. If you have 10 apples in one hand and 14 oranges in the other hand, what do you have?
Giant hands.
There you go.
Giant hands.
Two big hands.
Yeah. All right.
So they're kind of Tandler's Got Jokes and Tandler's Got Riddles.
Yeah.
Which is great. Tell the Switzerland one more time.
What's the best thing about Switzerland? Don't know, but the flag's a big plus.
All right. Tandler's Got Jokes, everybody. That was tremendous.
The Constitution was signed and ratified, I guess, in the city of Philadelphia. Tandler wants to rank the top three founding fathers. We're going to be pretty quick on this because I fear we're going to lose a ton of listeners. So, Tandler, who are your top three founding fathers?
Got to go with three. George Washington, father of the country, was the general in the war, the Revolutionary War, headed all that. Second, John Hancock. He's got the big signature down there at the bottom, of course. He's known for that. But he was a guy, I mean, he could have just sat things out. He would have been perfectly fine living the rest of his life under British rule. He was a wealthy man in trade, all that kind of stuff. He was doing fine, but he risked everything for the cause of the revolution. And then number one, Virginian, of course.
Of course.
He was sort of the, he wrote the Declaration of Independence. He was the brains of the operation there, if you will.
All right, Kime, I gave you very little heads up on this top three list, so if you got something, fire away.
Well, I think the hard part here for us, JP, is that we didn't know these guys like Rich does. So, I think, and that's, I don't know if that's why he's wearing those wigs every Wednesday out there or not. But
powdered wig Wednesday.
Yeah, I do keep getting powder on JP.
It's time for a Tandler roast. Everybody ready?
Buckle in.
This is from Bill Linney. And he says, the only Skins podcast, 5 stars. The only thing you need to listen to not miss a beat with the team that continuously disappoints us. JP does a great job and is the best TV personality in DC right now. That's high praise, undeserved, but thank you. Mitch sounds like a Mitch sounds like a young, large fellow, which is also accurate. Tandler is another story. What's also great about this review is Pete doesn't even make the cut. There's no Pete section.
I have been making them recently, so I'm a little butthurt that I'm not on this one, to be honest.
Mitch sounds like a young, large fellow. Tandler is another story. People who know him from the 80s will tell you he was the most intimidating man in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Men feared him and women lined up to get a ride on the Lazy Boy. I once saw him walk into a Shoney's breakfast buffet and pull the hottest woman in the joint right from the waffle line by telling her a fact about Terry Orr. Bang. So I came up with my rankings for worst minor injuries. I go 1, burnt tongue, 2, stubbed toe, 3, cutting yourself shaving is wildly underrated because it doesn't really hurt, but it never stops bleeding.
That's more of an inconvenience I get it. I get what you're saying, but it's not really.
It never stops bleeding. And then if you're wearing a dress shirt, it gets on your dress shirt collar and you're toast. You got to throw it out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an inconvenience, but it's a giant pain in the butt. And then brain freeze is debilitating. Now, it's relatively quick, and a lot of things people submitted on Twitter fell further down my list because they go away so fast. That's why burnt tongue is the worst, because it's so minor, but it lingers like 3 or 4 days, and anything you eat sucks when you have a burnt tongue. So what's your list?
Okay, I've really got two to add. I mean, I'm there with yours, but I would say a cramp when you wake up in the night.
Charlie horse or something.
The thing is, if you get it, if you're awake and you get one, you can feel it coming on and you can kind of, combat it and get it and stretch it out. If you're asleep, man, it's there. It's in full effect when you wake up and you're like, oh.
I think you need to eat more bananas, dude. Happen to me.
I mean, I keep hydrated. I mean, it happens to me from time to time.
You do. Like, nobody drinks more water than you do. All right. Cramps are bad. Pete submitted a jammed finger. When you jam your finger, it hurts.
Yeah, I guess that's minor. I was thinking more short term, but the other one.
What about a hangnail? I'm not even sure I know what a hangnail is.
I'm not even sure either.
Okay, so
but
we're dismissing.
It's kind of a more of a long term thing. I mean, not long, not months, but hours.
Here's the.
Let me get my other one.
Oh,
in.
Sure.
And burned fingertips, where there are billions of nerve endings in your fingertips, because that's the way we have evolved, for whatever reason. You get a burn on there,
evolution.
Like where you're. Where you're, on the grill or something, or on the stove is usually where it happens. You just kind of accidentally touch something, grab something on the fingertips, a burn.
For somebody that proclaims to be such a grill expert, how about you don't burn your fingers, dude?
Well, how about you don't eat your steak too fast? How about you're more careful when you shave? How about
good point?
All this stuff.
This is a good one. This is from @sourmilk on Twitter. Hitting the corner of the bed frame with like your knee or your shin or something.
You know what? I hit my knee on the.
On like a table?
Right here.
Oh, that's the worst.
This support goes all the way across, and I banged it.
Brain freeze is a killer, but goes away. Everybody's saying funny bone. when you rock your funny bone, it's a killer, especially when it tingles all the way down to like your pinky.
But it is short term. It's gone.
That's
5 minutes.
Right. It's gone. Brain freeze, though, the reason it ranks, because it only lasts 30, 45 seconds or something. Right. You can't operate. You can't function, dude. If you're driving a car and you get brain freeze, you better park.
You better pull over.
Sneezing and driving is quite dangerous as well. When your leg falls asleep, that's kind of sucks because you kind of have to drag it around when you try to walk.
Okay. Wet Hog submits shampoo in the eye is a tough one, to which I tweeted back.
Yeah, dude.
I said, don't try to shampoo your eyelashes.
Yeah, like that is not a thing. All the rest of these are things. Shampooing your eye is not a thing, dude.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
We went back and forth a little bit. It was funny.
I think Taylor's just trying to show that he likes to tweet back and forth with people. He's trying to disprove the rumors.
It's so false. It is so utterly false.
All right.
I will take criticism when it's due to me. Not
you
interacting
will?
On Twitter.
You will?
It's so rarely do.
There we are.
but tweeting with fans is something I've done ever since there has been Twitter.
All right. This is the last one. This is clearly important. Does sunburn, this is from my boy Joey Torones. Joey T is a great, great dude. Does sunburn count as a minor injury?
No.
Is it a major?
I don't know how they held it qualified. In duration.
Like sunburn doesn't compare to your funny.
It'll last a couple of days.
Right. And a bad sunburn is really bad.
Like get in the, go to the hospital.
The ambassadors deserve to be ranked. Everyone that has submitted a picture deserves us to talk about them. Taylor, you can make as many weird faces as you want, but this is,
you can get out of the car. And
this is a way bigger part of the podcast than you providing than unnecessary analysis. I don't know. People are excited about this.
Unnecessary.
How excited were people at the rally? We got to meet a lot of fans at the rally in Arizona,
which was wonderful.
Right. So we're going to give them their moment. Everybody get your phone out. Go to our Instagram page.
You're holding my phone.
Well, we'll share. Okay. My phone is recording the podcast.
Good point.
All right. At Redskins Talk Pod is the Instagram page. We're going from the top down. So we're going to start with Maxwell Geiger. Everybody see him?
Yeah.
Just celebrating at State Farm Stadium after the Redskins' drubbing of the Cardinals.
All right, Max, these are out of 10. Take all factors into account. He is at week one.
Oarsman shout out on the sign.
Oarsman shout out on the sign is good. Trey Quinn believer, so tough day for Max. Mm. I think he goes to Arizona State.
Yeah, he said something about
Forks
the fork
up, baby.
Up.
Okay.
I love that he wrote that he bought the sign at Target. I think Max gets a... So all of the ambassadors are terrific, right? But we still have to rate them.
Yeah, some are terrific.
Well, they're all terrific, but then
times four.
Like you're all we love all of our children, but some of our children perform better.
Really
in
perform
school.
Well, yeah.
Some of them we love a little more than the others.
Some get pictures on the fridge
know.
And others
did,
don't.
Did Maxwell jinx Trey Quinn?
No, he was already hurt.
This was after the game.
I'm going 7 out of 10.
7 sounds good. That's the number I was thinking of.
Taylor?
4.75.
Wow.
Pete?
8 out of 10. I'm the Paul Abdul of this ranking.
AJ?
I'm giving him a 7.5. He went all out.
He was at the game and shouted out Orsman.
A lot of detail on this sign.
All right, so that's a 7 for Max. Thanks you for chiming in, Geiger. We appreciate it. This, I don't know if this counts as a podcast, but our guy Colin Snell says that the podcast got him through the trauma clinic at the hospital for a broken ankle. So thank you, Colin, for listening.
Sorry about your ankle.
Next up is the dude at the Braves game who didn't tell us his name. And
I think his name's Brian.
All right, Brian. But
he commented on that.
His sign is like he clearly couldn't have his sign and the it's weird that it's two pictures, right? So what's
Brian Murphy is our guy's name.
All right, Brian Murphy. Thank you. I like that you're outside of the Braves game wearing all skins gear. I'm going 7 out of 10.
He's a little lower for me. If it's all got to be in one
yeah,
picture.
Yeah, it's got to be in one picture. Maybe I got to go 6.
Yeah.
But I also love that our listeners are kind of slobs like we are. And
screw it
and
up.
They kind of forgot. Like, oh, yeah, I need a sign.
I give him a 7 because he congratulated JP and his wife on their next of kin.
Well, I already gave him a 7, right?
You gave him a 6, I believe.
You're up to 7 with me, Brian.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
I got a 5 for my guy, Brian.
Taylor's
going. The green
well.
Undershirt under the Redskins jersey is a little eh.
Taylor?
4.75.
This is from Kyle Blackstone, who's our marketing dude, who does a really good job.
DJ Swearinger.
Right? Jersey.
Go, go, go.
For the podcast party, we will raffle off a Trent Williams signed helmet, a Josh Doctson signed football, and a DJ Swearinger signed jersey.
Damn.
Let's rank them.
Wait, What? Wait, just to be clear, are we raffling stuff off or is it a random drawing for this stuff?
Random drawing. It's free.
Okay, a raffle. You get a ticket.
Well, you get a raffle ticket.
No, a raffle ticket you pay for.
Are you?
God, the things you care about are so
such
exhausting.
A wet blanket.
Like, it's a free raffle.
If I hear raffle, I'm going to think that I have to buy a ticket for it.
Dude. You don't have to buy a ticket, Tanner. I'll give you a
Thank
ticket.
You.
No. Tanner, you can buy a ticket. It's free for everybody else.
Yeah, Tanner, it'll be $25 for your ticket. Can you tell that it's May? This is off-season Redskins talk right
here. I love this kind of Redskins talk. I know Tanner probably doesn't, but
Tanner,
this is so fun.
This is Hogs 2.0 right here.
Tanner, how hard are you rolling your eyes right now?
They're stuck.
The next picture is Tanner's face when we were having lunch after the Grand Canyon. That's one of the best posts we've ever had. RT, did you know that I posted that?
Wait, I don't see it. No?
What is that face, man?
I don't know.
So I said,
I'm probably saying, screw you, JP, or something like that.
Taylor Swift is at FedEx Field. She has two concerts there, and Mitch is already ready to leave the room.
I mean, this idea is just awful.
So I just wanted to do real quickly, choose a Taylor Swift song that relates to the Redskins somehow, either how you're feeling about them now or the song that you think will sum up 2018.
Just go, quick.
So I'm choosing the song Delicate, which is out right now. They have high potential, but there's a lot of things that could go wrong. Their standing right now is very delicate with the injuries, and the Kendarius Geisby is good. We'll reach
Taylor,
healthy.
Your turn.
Can you guys call me back when this is done?
Well, it's
I don't
done.
Know any Taylor Swift songs. I don't dislike Taylor Swift, but I don't know any of your songs. Next.
What's your favorite ever video game? Taylor, you want to go first?
Tetris on Nintendo Game Boy.
That's a great poll, Taylor. Did you actually play Tetris on a Game Boy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. On my son's, my son's Game Boy.
I thought you were going to say, like, I don't play video games. I play wiffle ball in the backyard. I play stick ball in the alley.
I walked uphill to school both ways.
Yes.
But Taylor, that's a great answer, dude. I'm proud of you.
I found it interesting. Okay.
All right. Good answer, dude.
Thanks for participating.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
But you also didn't remember that they kept 10 linebackers till 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. No, I'm pulling it up right now.
No, Rick. Listen, if the Redskins,
they kept five safeties, too. Kept six corners. They kept extra guys. The kid had two extra guys on defense. He went 27 and 23.
I don't know on the offensive side of the ball who's going to force them to do anything different. Maybe they want to keep Kevin Hogan.
What if the Redskins keep 53 guys?
I knew that was coming, Mitch. I couldn't wait.
They only keep 53.
Look, my math is right today. Damn it.
Normally not so much, but today.
Well, but then it immediately switched because Cravens walked out and they claimed T.J. Clemmings on.
Dude, Cravens was hurt still at that point. The walkout stuff wasn't until.
No.
Dude, that.
I'm talking about the final 53. The walkout occurred immediately after the 53 went out.
He was hurt.
And he was supposedly ready to play. He was supposedly ready to play in the open, the word.
I don't know. It seems like you're trying to backtrack on that they had 10 linebackers.
No.
Because Cravens counted as a safety.
Right in front of me. They do. I'd forgotten about Chris Carter.
Ha-ha, I had not.
But I voted it up because my ironclad rule is if it busts on Pete, it gets my vote. This is Tanner, longtime listener, first time caller.
Tanner's totally checking out now.
Yeah, well, he's looking at his watch. And
this was an emergency podcast, despite what Tanner says.
Nope.
And thank you, Tanner, for being you, the perfect foil of all things that are fun.
Thank you.
All right, that is it from Arizona. Hopefully we all get back in these hurricanes or avoided. The other thing, I'm very curious about this, especially after this big of a win. The Redskins have said they still have tickets for sale for the home opener. I bet they get snapped up.
Well, unless there's going to be a hurricane.
Right.
Or unless there's a lot of Rich Tandlers around there with no enthusiasm.
Yeah, Tandler.
I got enthusiastic as the podcast went on.
Tandler.
Yeah, I want that enthusiasm from minute one.
You had me with a cold open there, and it took me, it's not the
preseason.
Hold on, I had a cold open? I came with it.
You tossed to me with a cold open.
What the hell does that mean?
It's not the preseason anymore, Rich. This is
week one. What does that mean?
I need you at your full.
You tossed to me and said, give me, you know.
I said, Taylor, what'd you think?
Usually,
and you're like,
I know. See, what'd you think? That's kind of open-ended question.
They just kicked their ass, and that's an open
up and down the field. Dominated both sides.
Jeez. Sorry I ruined the first podcast.
The first podcast of week one you've ruined.
Well,
congratulations.
I did try to make up for it, but I guess not.
You did. You brought it in the second half, and that shows a true pro.
It was kind of reverse of the Redskins.
He's saying
started slow.
Tandler forgot his iPad at the hotel.
Yep. I did.
Rich is still decked out with about 5 different Apple products and couldn't find a way to come up with a live blog.
I want to ask Rich something.
I really didn't want to bring the MacBook out.
I want to ask Rich something. So in our Redskins channel on Slack, you say, hey, I'm going to start the practice blog soon.
Yes.
My iPad might overheat. Then you go, sorry, folks, the iPad has overheated. And then...
No.
Then you say, hey, scratch that. I just discovered I don't have my iPad.
Okay, how did the iPad overheat? If you read everything there, I was giving that to whoever was working the desk as an alternative to drop in there if the iPad overheats, because obviously I can't tell people what's going on. That's an if. That's a contingency.
Before the Redskins take on the Packers, come to the Redskins Talk tailgate. We will be in the Orange A lot at A30. It's going to be wild. Dietz and Watson, we're really excited to have them. They're putting out all sorts of food. Going to be a killer spread. Pete will do push-ups for anybody that asks. Tandler will take on all challengers in a giant Jenga game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't even know what giant Jenga is.
It's Jenga, but
you know what regular Jenga is?
No, otherwise I could probably figure out what giant Jenga was.
It's that game with the logs, and you have to pull them out, and if you pull one out and the tower falls over, you lose. And you yell Jenga. It's really good. It's very tense.
Hey, sounds exciting to me.
He's too busy with the shuffleboard to worry about Jenga.
The shuffleboard court. All right, we got to go. Tandler insulted me, and it's time to go. I'm taking my
thin skin Finley.
So we had to meet to do the podcast in person. Tandler did not invite us to his house here in Ashburn. He wanted us to meet at a public location. Yes. Why can't you just have us to your house, dude?
Because Skeeter in podcasts with other people over would not mix.
I think if your dog is barking, would be awesome.
He's very noisy. 213 net yards, 429 for the Redskins. That's pretty impressive. But while the game was in doubt, the Cardinals were like it 100, 150.
They had 5 first downs at the end of the third quarter.
Can we get a little enthusiasm out of you, Rich? When was the last time we saw a Redskins team play like this?
This is how
this is my low-key enthusiasm. That's what I do.
Paris is walking to the worst possible spot. We're all very clearly over here, and you're standing over there.
He's a newspaper guy. Come on. Give him a break.
Got Rich Tandler the parking lot version of a lazy boy. We took an office chair out of the media room and put it in the parking lot for Tandler. Tandler, how are you?
It's doing good. It's just one of the straight office chairs. Nothing really.
Doesn't recline or anything.
Yeah, no frills.
Periscope, what's going on?
Hey, Periscope.
Bruce said I'm good. He's like, I guess I'm good.
But, okay.
A lot of I'm good's going around.
Yeah, athletes don't always know.
Yes.
Oh,
do
absolutely.
Do not accept a player's diagnosis of his own injury.
Absolutely.
That's Tandler's second law.
What's his first law?
Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do.
Ooh, all right. Ooh,
those are good.
Redskins came out with about 9 wins on average. And the, wait a minute, I'm posing for a picture.